Archers, for the week 16 to 21 January 2000.
The shop. Thought I had a spare bag of flour in the cupboard, but I don't.
I sent Edward down on his bike.
Ha! Be lucky to see him before dinner.
Only I need the van. I'm over on farm this afternoon.
Well, you better fix it then, ain't you?
Right, let's have a look. It's probably just a bit of damp.
Typical, innit?
Soon sorted.
Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Hey, it should be a can of WD-40 on the shelf in there.
Be the washing machine next.
Hey, can you fish it out for me?
Oh, either that or they'll cut off the electric. I can't see it.
Be on the shelf, under the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah, got it. There you go.
Oh. Right. Quick squirt of this, and it'll be as right as rain.
Just like that.
Oh, cheer up, Clary, love.
What's there to be cheerful about?
I've just had a brilliant idea.
Oh, no, not another one.
No, not serious.
Yeah, seriously, Eddie, I've heard too many of your brilliant ideas.
No, listen,
we wouldn't be in the situation we're in if it weren't for you and your brilliant ideas.
You know how Brookfield have given us 500 quid?
Eddie, you are not putting it on a horse.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Or buying 500 lottery tickets.
I'm not going to touch that 500.
Too right, you're not.
But what Mr. Archer said was that money were an advance against all the contract work I'm going to do for them this coming year.
So,
if they can do it, so can other people.
Hey?
Pay me in advance.
What for?
The edging, the ploughing, the baling.
Aye.
Look, all I have to do is go around all the farms I work for on a regular basis and say, look, I'm going to be doing such and such for you later in the year. How about parting with some dosh up front?
You can't say that.
I'll phrase it a bit better than that, obviously.
Well, have you going round telling other people our business?
I won't tell them why I need it.
Well, they want to know.
Just say I'm a bit short. All I need is 16 farmers.
16?
To advance me 500 each. Then we'll be laughing.
You don't know 16 other farmers.
Of course
I do. And
most
of the ones you do are hardly better off than us.
Some folks are doing all right.
I'd like to know who they are.
Have a little faith, Clary, love.
What, in you?
Try that engine now.
That's been my problem all along, putting me faith in you.
There you go. You see? I said I could do it, and I did.
So can you look after her?
Oh, Roy.
I'm sorry.
Look, I told you, it's difficult to have her in the shop.
I know, I know.
And after last week...
It's just Dad said he'd be back.
Yeah, I wonder what's keeping him.
And I don't know what else to do. I'm going to be late for my shift, as it is.
Oh, well, I don't really have much choice, do I?
Well, I left a note for Dad saying as soon as he gets home, he's to come here and collect her.
Morning.
Hello, Clary.
Oh, hello, Phoebe. Wasn't she gorgeous?
So is that okay, Mum?
Yeah, all right.
I always wanted a little girl.
Go on, off you go.
Oh, thanks.
Perhaps when I'm a grandma.
Right, see you later.
Yeah,
see you
bye, love. Mm. Mike was supposed to be looking after her now, but he had to go and see someone. No, Phoebe, don't touch. There's a good girl. Oh, this is the trouble, you see.
She's at that age, isn't she? Fingers into everything.
Anyway, you've come for your Sunday paper, have you?
No, I don't think I'll bother with the paper, actually.
No?
Well, it's the same stories every week, innit? Footballers jumping into bed with supermodels and pop stars taking drugs.
Yeah, people with too much money who don't know how to be happy.
I just need a bag of flour, that's all.
By the way, are you doing anything tomorrow night?
No, why?
Well, Sid's looking for someone to work behind the bar.
Oh, what's he want extra staff for on a Monday night?
So he can go to this gym of his.
Oh.
He asked me if I could work, but with this little one to look after.
No, I'll do it. It's only a few quid, but every little helps.
Oh, dear, things that bad, are they?
Oh, you know, it's like after Christmas.
No, Phoebe, don't do that.
Any news of Kate?
Well, she rings Roy occasionally.
When's she coming back?
Search me.
Oh, it's a bit strange, isn't it? Just going off like that and leaving your
kid. Honestly, Clary. When I remember the fuss she made when Phoebe was born.
Yeah, she didn't want Roy having nothing to do with her, did she?
Exactly. And now she just dumped cops are on him without warning because she's feeling a bit down and needs a break.
Oh, it's a bit much, isn't it?
Well, you just don't do that, do you? I mean, if you're a mother, you have to stick with it through thick and thin, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, how would it be if we all just abandoned our families every time we felt a bit down in the dumps?
Tempting now sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, Phoebe! Oh, this is hopeless, honestly.
You look after her, Betty. I'll pick up the tea.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. Let Nana kiss it better.
Molly! Oh, Phoebe, darling, what's the matter?
She just pulled some tins off the shelf.
Have you got to have her in here again, Betty?
Well, we had a bit of an emergency.
But you should have rung me.
Well, Mike was supposed to be looking after her.
Well, I thought I'd made myself clear. You can always call on me.
No, we're managing.
But you aren't, are you?
Well, we managed while you were in Barbados.
Nice holiday, was it?
Well, it was lovely, thank you, yes. Mind you, I notice the cold now we're back. And the West Indies is definitely the place to be in January.
You're very lucky being able to get away from it all like that.
Well, I know. But we have had a particularly stressful year.
Yeah, we had one of them and all.
All the worry about Kate doesn't help.
Any news?
No. Now, look, Betty, I'm quite serious. I know you want the best for Phoebe. You've got to admit that having her here in the shop isn't good for her. Or for you.
I know. But I...
Look, you must let me help. Now, what about tomorrow?
Well, if Roy's doing the lunchtime shift tomorrow, we will have a bit of a problem.
All right. Well, that's settled then. Bring her over to Home Farm in the morning.
Oh, dear. She don't look too clever.
No, she hasn't cleansed. I'm wondering if perhaps...
Another lamp to come?
Yeah, I might be.
Neither will. I don't reckon she's long for this one.
Look on the bright side, why don't you?
Want me to have a look?
No, I can manage.
Talking of looking on
now
the bright side...
Now hold still, old girl.
I was wondering if I could have a word.
What about?
Well, I got a proposition I'd like to put to.
Oh, now, wait, there is another lamb in here.
I bet all the contract work I do for you.
It's got its legs all tucked back now, but if I can just pull them round...
I mean, last year, for instance, I done all your ideas.
Yeah, that's got it. Yeah.
Must have been about 500 quid's worth
right,
of work.
Right, now, look, come on, old girl. Now, let's get it out.
Not to mention the baling.
Nearly there.
And grain hauling, harvest on.
That's it. Oh, well done.
Don't look very well.
Let's just clear its nostrils. See if it'll breathe. Come on.
Reckon it's had it.
Come on.
Wasting your time, I'm afraid.
No heartbeat. Damn.
Still used perking up a bit.
Yes, thank God for that. Be too depressing to lose her as well as the lamb.
Now, as I was saying...
Yeah, she does look a bit better, doesn't she?
I do all this work for you every year.
Can you get rid of this for me, Eddie?
OK, dear. And, what I was thinking was, if I give you a guaranteed price now, maybe you could give me a bit of money
Eddie,
on a cake.
Eddie, could you just dispose of the dead lamb?
Oh, yeah.
Rather than waving it around like that.
Yeah. But what do you reckon?
What?
Well, could you see your way to pay me a few quid up front?
You are joking, aren't you? I mean, I'd like to help, but can you imagine what Dad would say?
Hello!
Oh, hi, Mum.
I brought you some tea. Oh, dear. What happened there?
Stillborn lamb.
Yeah, please take it away, Eddie.
Yeah, OK, I'm going.
Darling, you haven't eaten your lunch.
Oh, no, haven't had a moment.
No wonder you look so exhausted.
Yeah, that's lack of sleep, Mum, not lack of food.
Oh, whatever. It's time you had a holiday.
Yeah, well...
I'm serious.
A fortnight in Barbados will be lovely, but it's not...
It'll all be over next week.
More or less.
So why don't you and Simon go away somewhere?
Because the new semester starts on Monday.
Oh, no.
So I'll be back at the university.
Well, you'll just have to go this week then, won't you?
I can't.
Well, I'll have a word with Brian. He'll just have to put in the odd hour in here himself.
Right, what's next?
He's often helped with the lamby.
No, he hasn't. Can you mark up this one?
Yeah, righto.
Oh, and that pair on the end haven't been done either.
Well, he won't have forgotten how to do it, will he?
Who?
Dad.
Forgotten what?
Lambing. He doesn't like getting his hands dirty these days.
Well, I'm sure I can persuade him. He's been in a very good mood since we got back from holiday.
Has he?
Anyway, I better let you get on. Don't try and eat those sandwiches, darling.
Yeah, just as soon as I've got this you sorted.
Right. I'll see you later.
If he's in such a good mood, he might consider my proposal.
Well, you're welcome to try, Eddie, but Dad's good moods don't usually stretch to unsecured loans.
Oh, Mum, you didn't.
I couldn't say no.
I don't see why not.
But you said you were doing lunchtime again tomorrow.
Yeah?
So someone's got to look after her.
Not Jennifer again.
Well, who?
I was hoping Dad would.
Oh, like he did today, you mean?
He was only half an hour late.
Look, I really can't have her in the shop. I turn me back for a second. She's got things off the shelves. It's dangerous for her, apart from anything else.
Couldn't you have her, Ailey?
Not really. I mean, Josie said she'd think about it when you're back at university.
Oh, this week, next week, what difference does it make?
I get the impression she's not all that keen.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know.
And Jennifer is Phoebe's grandmother.
So what?
Well, she does have certain rights.
She was a bit funny with me on Friday.
How?
When I dropped Phoebe around there, there was all this, oh, I wasn't expecting you, as if I was the hired help.
Oh, it's typical.
No, that's my fault. I told her we didn't want Phoebe passed round, that we wanted her to feel part of a stable family, meaning our family. She doesn't know about you two.
Oh, of course. So she thought you'd just palm Phoebe off her.
She's in no position to judge. Her daughter's gone walkabout, abandoning her child, and what's the first thing she does?
Right.
Swans off to the West Indies. I mean, what sort of way is that to behave?
Pretty normal, I should say.
What?
Look, you didn't want them around.
I know, but...
So what do you expect them to do? Forfeit the holiday so they could spend a fortnight arguing with you about access?
Being unreasonable, aren't I?
Just a bit.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to apologise.
It's just so complicated.
I know.
I can barely manage my own life, and having to think about Phoebe all the time, the pressure just never goes away.
Look, what you need is a bit of time to yourself.
Well, that's the one thing I can't have, though, isn't it?
Well, you could have an evening out. I mean, all this is a bit unfair on Ailey.
No, it isn't.
What? You two start going out together and you never get to go anywhere.
I don't mind.
Well, when's your next evening off, Roy?
Not till Thursday.
Right. Thursday night, I shall babysit and you two can have a night out.
Oh, I know what to do with ourselves.
Oh, go to a club or something.
I don't know that I really fancy clubbing.
No, me neither.
Well, go to the pictures then.
Well, I suppose we could.
I don't think there's anything much I want to see.
Well, go for a meal or just go to the pub, but go.
All right.
And try and enjoy yourselves.
We'll do our best.
Thanks, Mum.
And tomorrow?
I'll drop Phoebe over to Home Farm.
And you'll be polite to Jennifer?
Of course I will.
Freddie Pargeter is hungry.
No good, Freddy. You'll just have to wait. Do be patient, darling. It won't be long now. Oh, Freddy, please.
Oh, my goodness, what a fuss.
Julia.
Come on now, Freddy. Come along. You come to Cranmere.
What are you doing here?
There now. No need for all that noise.
Oh, well done.
Just wanted a bit of attention, didn't you?
Oh, it's just so difficult. I've tried feeding them both together, but it's impossible.
So you need someone to help.
And I've just been helping over the weekend, but he had to get some sleep tonight.
So he's gone to the spare room, yes or no?
So that he'll be ready for work tomorrow.
That's why I'm here.
But I thought you... I mean, you've always managed to sleep through before.
Oh, my trouble is, you see, that I have such very acute hearing.
What?
No, it only takes the minutest noise, a mere bat squeak, to wake me. So, for years, I've resorted to earplugs. But tonight, I thought, there's no one else. It's my duty to help. So I left them out.
Oh. Well, that's very kind. Makes it so much easier when there's someone else. Mm.
Oh, I heard Freddy the moment he started wailing.
Did you? Well, that was a good 15 minutes ago.
Well, not more than 10, surely.
Well, perhaps.
And it does take me a little time to make myself presentable. I couldn't find this peignoir anywhere.
It's very nice.
Oh, silk is so soothing at this hour of the morning, don't you think?
I don't think Freddy cares very much.
And of course, my face was covered in cream and my hair an absolute fright. Freddy would have screamed blue murder if he'd seen me in that state.
He was screaming blue murder anyway.
So I thought a turban was the only solution. But it does take a bit of trial and error to get a turban to sit just right. Don't you find that?
I have an appointment with a photographer. The proofs are ready for me to look at, and I said I'd be there at 11.
Well, you better get a move on then, hadn't you?
Only the Tuckers are supposed to be dropping Phoebe round.
When?
Well, this is it. I don't know exactly.
Well, ring them and find out.
Well, I've tried. I'll only get the answering machine. So if they turn up when I'm out, can you look after her?
For heaven's sake, Jenny.
I'll only be about an hour.
I've got work to do. Just on my way over to the lambing shed.
Well, Debbie's not there.
What?
She's having a shower. And I've told her to go to bed for a couple of hours. Poor girl's absolutely exhausted.
Look, she can have some time off next week.
I really think you're being unreasonable.
No, I'm not. Oh, look, isn't this the Tucker's van?
Oh, yeah, at last.
Debbie understands perfectly well. She can't duck out in the middle of a job just because she's a bit tired.
But Simon's back at work soon.
Well, that's hardly my fault, is it?
Morning.
Morning, Roy.
Whoever dreamed up that bizarre system of university terms obviously didn't consult the farming calendar.
Come on, sweetheart, out you come.
Hello, Phoebe. How's my little angel?
Oh, not very angelic, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she's been a right little grouch this morning. Didn't want a breakfast, didn't want a tights on.
Well, I hope you're going to be good for Grandpa.
What? You can take her with you now she's here.
But I'm horribly late already. And I'll probably have to park in the multi-story and walk.
Where are you going?
Oh, I just got to nip into Borchester.
Oh. I thought you wanted to spend more time with Phoebe.
I do. Of course I do. I'll be back in an hour, and Brian will take care of her, won't you, darling?
Yeah, fine. OK.
Right, then, the sooner I go, the sooner I'll be back. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Keen to give Grandma a big kiss.
If Debbie's chap is back at the university next week, Roy, so presumably are you.
Yeah, new semester starts Monday.
So who's going to look after Phoebe, then?
Well, we're sort of hoping that Ailey will be able to.
Ailey?
Yeah, she has to check with the woman she works for, but...
Why Ailey?
Well, she's a very good friend, and she is a qualified nanny.
Well, I had difficulty enough yesterday persuading your mother to let me look after her, and now you're leaving her with a nanny.
Not just any nanny.
That sounds like an excellent arrangement to me.
She's known Phoebe all her life, and she's very fond of her.
But she's not family, is she?
We can't leave it too long, or that young man will be too big for the Pargeter christening gown.
Well, I'm more concerned about Lily fitting into the archer one. She's putting on weight at a rate of knots.
Oh, look. Look, she's smiling at me.
You know it's only wind, don't you?
I don't care. It's a lovely smile. Oh, she's so pretty.
Yes, yeah, she is a sweet child, but Freddie has the Pargeter nose.
Doesn't
he? Does.
They both have adorable little button noses which show no sign whatever of a family trait.
Well, I can see it.
I hope he doesn't end up with a nose like mine. It's very undistinguished.
Oh, nonsense, Nigel.
Anyway, getting back to the christening, I think we should aim for late April.
Well, Easter is on the 23rd.
Oh, is that a problem?
No, of course not.
Doesn't it mean you're frightfully busy?
Well, as long as you steer clear of Holy Week itself...
Oh, don't talk to us about busy. It's a 24-hour-a-day job looking after these two.
Oh, you must be exhausted.
Janet, I never knew the meaning of the word till now.
It's the nighttime feeding that really takes it out of us, isn't it, Elizabeth?
Well, you look remarkably well on it.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
I do not.
Will you have some coffee, Vicar?
Oh, no, thanks.
Oh, sorry, I should have offered.
No, it's all right.
I can easily give Mrs. Pugsley a shout.
I really can't stay. I've a list of appointments as long as your arm, and I want to try and drop in on Jennifer Aldridge. She's supposed to be getting the proofs of the great village photo today.
Oh, yes, Lois wants to talk to Jennifer, something to do with Arkwright Hall.
Oh, well, she's the local history expert, so if anyone can help him...
Aren't you supposed to be seeing Lewis today, Nigel?
No, tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell Jennifer he wants to see her.
I think Freddy's finally had enough. Yes, look, he's nodding off.
Oh, you give him to me then, and we'll wrap him up nice and warm in his shawl.
Oh, that is a beautiful shawl.
Yes, Mummy knitted that, didn't you, Mummy?
Nigel.
Come along then, Freddy. Come to Grandmummy.
He'll probably need burping.
Oh, yes, I know. We know all about this, don't we, Freddy? Oh,
what's wrong?
No, he's been sick.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, it's on his shoulder. Quick, take him, Nigel.
It's just a bit of regurgitated milk.
Take him.
All right, I've got him.
No, give me the shawl.
What?
The shawl, I must wash it. It might stain.
Oh, dear.
Poor Julia. She loves the babies as long as they're clean and continent. She just can't cope with, you know, bodily wastes. Here, Nigel, you better put this blanket round him.
Do you know, I think she's convinced herself that she really did knit that shawl herself.
Well, didn't she? No, she paid Susan Carter to knit it, but she thinks we don't know.
What will she do, I wonder, if Freddie throws up on the precious Pargeter christening gown?
Well, he'll be 4 months old by Easter. Perhaps he'll have learned a bit of self-control by then.
Well, I'm going to have to give lovely Lily back to you, I'm afraid, and get going.
Come on then, Lily. Come to Mummy.
Oh, thanks ever so much for dropping round.
Oh, a pleasure.
Hang on while I put young Freddie down.
No, it's all right, Nigel. I can find my own way out.
You sure?
Well, we'll be in touch very soon about the date for the christening.
Right-ho. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, Janet. Oh. Gosh, isn't it quiet?
It won't last. Any minute now, one of them is going to wake up. And it'll probably be you, won't it, Lily?
I suppose I'd better go and do some work.
About time.
Will you be all right?
Of course I will.
Janet's right. You are looking well today.
I feel a bit better, actually.
Good.
Do you know what really cheered me up? Julia coming to help me with the nighttime feed.
But you said she was useless.
No, not useless. She did manage to quieten Freddie, which I couldn't.
I bet she didn't change his nappy.
No. But I was jolly pleased to see her all the same.
I think that's the first time you've ever said that about my mother.
Though quite why she felt it necessary to dress up like something out of a Turkish harem, she really did look a sight.
So you don't want your mum to come back?
No. She rang this morning, obviously ready to come rushing over. But I really felt I could say no, we're managing all right.
Great.
I think Mum was quite disappointed, actually. It doesn't sound exactly harmonious at Brookfield at the moment.
Oh, why not?
By the sound of it, David and Ruth took advantage of her absence to revert to their usual slovenly ways. Oh. The place was a bit of a tip, apparently. And nobody had bought any toilet rolls.
Oh, disaster.
And Jason's discovered woodworm in the roof beams at Woodbine Cottage.
So he stopped work?
Yes.
Any excuse? Oh, dear.
What?
I think Freddie needs attention in the bottom department.
Oh, look at me. I look as if I've got three chins.
You look better on this one.
Oh, they're different, are they?
Yes, he gave me two different proofs, so I can choose which one I prefer.
Oh, it's a wonderful photograph.
Has turned out well, hasn't it?
The detail's so good. Mm. Who's that yawning his head off?
Edward Grundy.
And Clary looks as if someone's just pinched her bottom.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. But I still like that version better than this one.
Oh, and doesn't Josh Archer look like his granddad?
Well, he looks even more like his great-granddad. If you look at the 1900 photograph, Grandad was about, well, 3 years old, and Josh is the absolute spitting image.
Oh, how fascinating. Oh, it's just a shame that Pip moved like that.
Well, it doesn't actually matter, because the wonders of modern technology can take heads from one photograph and transfer them onto the other.
But this proof is pretty much OK, isn't it? No one in need of tidying.
Except me.
Oh. Oh, dear, you must have blinked.
Why my mouth should be open like that?
Get the photographer to transfer your happy, smiling face from this one.
Yeah. Now, quite what we do about Jack.
Jack Woolley?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, what is he doing?
I've no idea, but it's just as bad in both photos.
Oh, that reminds me, Arkwright Hall.
And what about it?
Has Lewis, what's his name, been in touch?
He's coming to see me tomorrow. Why?
Oh, just that Julia Pargeter mentioned he was trying to get hold of you.
You'll never guess what. Oh, hello, Janet.
Afternoon.
Have you been in the lambing shed?
Yeah.
Is Debbie coming in for tea?
Yeah, I think so. Seemed to have hit a lull. In fact, I've just spent 10 minutes having my ear bent by Eddie Grundy.
What about?
He was trying to persuade me that I should pay him in advance for all the hedging work he'll be doing for us later in the year.
Oh, surely not.
You've got to give him marks for brass neck, haven't you?
Well, what did he say?
What do you think I said?
Are the Grundys having problems, then?
When do the Grundys not have problems?
But more than usual.
I don't know. I just remember the trouble we had getting the rent out of them last time. And if they're borrowing money now, what are they going to do when the rent falls due again in March?
Thank you.
pony.
Why not?
They've been very good to us.
All the more reason. They helped us before, they'll help us again.
It's different when they offer, though, isn't it?
Come on, it's not as if I'm asking for a hand in.
Just don't seem proper.
This is a business arrangement.
Morning.
Oh, Tony.
Morning.
I was wondering if we could have a word.
I don't want nothing to do with it. Oh,
hang on while I get this churn into the dairy.
I'll do it.
Oh, no, it's OK.
No, I'm going in anyway. Here, take me.
Well, all right then, if you insist.
Yeah, I do. See you later, Eddie.
Yeah, right.
So, what can I do for you?
I got a proposition for you.
Oh, yes?
Thing is, every year I do a lot of contract work for you.
Well, you do a few days casual now and again.
Yeah, casual contract, whatever. You touch it up across the year, and it's a fair few days. What with hand-weeding your veg and doing your silage.
I don't suppose you'll be volunteering for that this year.
Reckon I earned well over $1,000 off you last year.
Unless you're planning to repeat that scam with the forage harvester.
I'll still be available with tractor and trailer. Same at harvest. And then there's your edges.
We'll see when the time comes.
Ah, well, this is it, you see. The time has come.
What?
What I'm proposing is, I'll guarantee you so many days' work in the course of the year.
Yeah, right.
And what you do, you pay me for half of those days in advance.
What?
Like now. Well, let's say, for the sake of a round figure, £500.
Hang on. You want me to pay you £500 in advance?
That's it. Call it a retainer.
Yeah, and what guarantee do I have that you'll keep to your side of the bargain?
My word as a gentleman.
Your word as a what? Anyway, suppose you fall into the slurry lagoon and drown.
Oh, so very much.
Could happen, Eddie.
What could happen?
Then where would I be? £500 poorer with nothing to show for it.
Tony, Jennifer's been on the phone.
Look, I'll steer well clear of the slurry lagoon.
That was just an example. You might get run over by bus or drop dead with a heart attack.
How about £250?
Sorry, Eddie.
You would not think about it.
No.
Oh, well, no harm in asking. Best be off, then. See
you. Yeah, see you.
Bye, Eddie. What was all that about?
He wanted to borrow some money.
What for?
I didn't say. What did you say about Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, apparently the burglar alarm went off at the lodge last night.
Oh, no, not again.
So, can you go round and check everything's all right?
What made you decide to have the cafe down by the art gallery?
I suppose we thought, you know, well, being down by the road, it would sort of pull in the passing trade.
But you don't get a lot of passing trade on the Loxley Barrett Road, do you?
Well,
the people who come here come deliberately to visit the gallery or the house.
We hope they're going to come for the whole day. We'll visit the house, stroll along the treetop walk.
So, doesn't it make more sense to have it up near the house somewhere?
Oh, do you think so?
Well, if it's down by the gate, people might just drop in and have a cup of tea and never actually venture up the drive.
Oh.
Whereas if they have to come up to the house, they'll be tempted to wander round, have a look at the other attractions.
Spend a bit of money.
Exactly. Particularly if you have your souvenir shop close to the cafe.
Souvenir shop?
You will be having a shop.
Oh, yes. Of course. Eventually. It's just when you say souvenirs, I imagine kiss-me-quick hats and novelty tea strainers. Why have you stopped?
This is where I thought you should have the cafe.
Where?
There.
In the orangery.
You don't really use it for anything, do you?
Well, no. I suppose we don't, really.
And it's an ideal size. And if you want it to be open for the summer...
Oh, which we do.
It's a simple conversion. Much quicker than building something from scratch.
Oh, that's true.
And then, when people have had their cup of tea, they can walk out round the corner, and there would be your shop.
Where?
You know that bit at the end of the stable block where Titcomb keeps his lawnmowers?
Oh, look, you're not proposing to evict Titcomb.
Only his lawnmowers. I'll do some drawings for you, show you what I mean. I'm sure even Titcomb will be convinced.
Oh, dear. What's the matter?
Oh, my feet hurt, that's so, while working at the bull last night.
You don't usually do Monday nights, do you?
No. Now, it's just Sig wanted to go to this gym of his.
Not again.
Still, can't complain. Means I get a few extra shifts behind the bar.
And sore feet?
No, I never died of sore feet. You finished with that jug?
Yep.
Chuck it over, then I'll give it a wash.
Yep.
Talking of extra shift, isn't it next week Helen goes back to Reesey?
No, she finishes down Baxter's, but she doesn't go back to Reesey for a while.
Oh, I thought, well, no, never mind.
What?
I just thought maybe you'd like me to do a few hours extra.
Oh, Clary.
No, but if she ain't going back, just...
You're a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
How do you mean?
Well, you're doing extra shifts at the Bull. Now you want more hours in the dairy.
Oh, well, you know how it is this time of year. You spend money you ain't got trying to make sure family has a good Christmas, and then you got to...
That's all it is it?
Yeah.
Only, well, I don't know if you know, but Eddie asked Tony if he could lend him some money.
Lend him?
Well, advance him, you know, against his future earnings.
He said no, did he?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Very wise. Oh, I'm sorry, Pat.
Don't apologise.
No, it's really very embarrassing, though.
Only he was asking for £500.
I hate the thought of him trying to sponge off you.
Which is quite a lot of money.
I told him not to.
So I couldn't help wondering if you're in some kind of trouble.
Oh, no.
You sure?
Oh, no more than usual.
You would tell me, wouldn't you?
There's nothing honest. Just like I said, it's this time of year.
Everything's fine, Jennifer.
Oh, good.
It's that blessed burglar alarm.
Oh, thanks for going round.
Goes off whenever a fly lands on the window.
I'd have gone myself, but it's a bit difficult with little Phoebe.
When do they come home, Mum and Jack?
Thursday.
Well, they seem to have been away for months.
Oh, 3 weeks. One of the joys of being retired. You can afford to take lovely long holidays.
Well, I suppose that's something to look forward to.
Tony, while you're here, you must have a look at this.
Yeah? What?
It's the village photograph.
Oh, Oh, that looks good. Now, where am I?
There.
Oh, my goodness. I look like a psychopath.
Well, there's lovely a Pat, though.
Yeah, and of the kids. Look at Mum and Jack.
Well, it's quite nice of Mum. What Jack thought he was doing, I don't know.
Oh, you want to have a look too, do you, Phoebe? Yeah, all right. Come on. Up you come. Any news of Kate?
Well, she rings from time to time.
And when's she coming back?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's a bit much, isn't it? Just swanning off.
Well, she was having a very difficult time.
Ah, even so.
That's probably Lewis. Yeah. Can you keep an eye on Phoebe, Tony? Wait me a minute.
Right, let's see if we can find you in this picture, shall we? There's your granny and granddad. Oh, look, here you are, sitting on your daddy's knee. No, don't do that, Phoebe. Give me the beaker. Oh, blimey, no.
Go on into the kitchen, Lewis.
Could you pass me a bit of kitchen roll?
What have you done?
Well, it's only a bit of juice.
Oh, well, lucky it's only a brew. Lewis, do you know my brother, Tony?
Yes, we have met.
Oh, hello.
And my granddaughter, Phoebe.
Hello, Phoebe.
Well, do sit down. I've dug up my old photo album for you, Lewis. I haven't really had a chance to look through it yet, but I know there are one or two of Arkwright Hall here.
Didn't Gran and Grandad have something to do with it?
Yes, they helped run it when it was a community centre. Yeah, now, look here, that's our grandparents. There's Dan and Doris Archer.
Hey, look, Phoebe, your great-great-grandparents.
No, darling, don't put your sticky fingers on it.
Well, didn't there used to be a ghost?
A ghost? How interesting.
No, it wasn't a real ghost, I'm afraid.
So, what are you going to do with the place?
Well, most of the building is Victorian.
Oh, bits of it are much older.
Yes, parts of it date back to the 16th century, but I think its heyday was probably in the mid-19th.
So you're going to try and restore it to that, are you?
That's the general idea.
Well, I think it was pretty much untouched when Charles Grenville bought it. He wanted to turn it into a hotel, but nothing came of it.
Well, somebody obviously decided to modernise in the 60s and 70s.
Well, I'm afraid that was probably John Tregoran.
Oh, surely not.
Well, it was horribly gloomy, all that oak panelling and huge great fireplaces.
Well, unfortunately, it was the fashion in those days to rip all those things out.
Look, here's another photo. Now, that's behind the hall, and you can see the steps going down to the cellar and those iron railings.
Is that you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that skirt.
Oh, and my hair. Oh, we all dressed like that in the 60s. Somebody started a rock and roll club in the cellar.
Goodness me.
Well, it's tremendous fun.
And the two young men in the picture, isn't that one your husband?
No, that's Jimmy Granger. I wonder what happened to him.
And isn't the other one Paddy Redmond?
Yes, I believe it is. But the interesting thing about this picture is the wrought iron railings. Don't you think so, Lewis?
I've been all ring, Kenny, has it?
I tried Terry Hodge over Paradise Farm. He laughed in me face and all.
I hope you didn't tell no one.
Tell him what?
About the bankruptcy demand. Oh,
of course I did.
Can't bear the thought of every Tom, Dick and Harry knowing our business.
No, no, soon enough.
Anyone else you can try?
No. I've been round every farm where I ever done a bit of work for. They all turn me down flat.
Can't say I'm surprised. I'll move your hat off the table, will you? I'm trying to lay the tea.
There's only one person who'll give us the money.
No, Eddie, we are not going back to Mike Butcher.
He lent us it before.
If it hadn't have been for the repayments on that loan, we wouldn't be in this mess. And you know the sort of interest it charges.
We didn't pay that much interest.
Because we managed to keep up the repayments. But if you don't manage it, you end up owing three times what you owed in the first place.
It'll buy us a bit of time. And all that contract work I've been promising people today, that'll pay the loan easy.
Oh, and what about the rent and the electric and the feed and all the other bills that's going to be coming in?
You got a better idea?
No, but...
Well, you got from now till Thursday to come up with summert.
Why Thursday?
We was given 21 days, right? From when they served the bankruptcy order on us.
Eddie.
2 days. It's all we got left.
No.
So, Mike Butcher doesn't seem such a bad idea, does he? So, will I talk to him?
Well, I suppose you better. Don't know what else we can do.
Out you go.
Haven't you finished yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're running a bit late, aren't you?
The parlour was frozen this morning.
Oh, no.
Took me the best part of an hour to get it thawed out.
Well, I didn't think it was that cold.
Well, it was.
Wasn't it today you and Ruth were going to fetch the next lot of gilts?
Yes, and we were hoping to make an early start.
Leo!
In here! Well, look, you get off. I'll get Bert.
Oh, there you are.
Well, what's wrong?
Nothing. It's just Eddie Grundy phoned. I said you'd call him back.
What about?
He wanted to know if you'd any work for him.
Thought he was doing the lambing up at home farm.
Don't need him anymore.
Well, there's really nothing just now.
He could do a bit of muck spreading. It's dry enough.
Well.
Are you going to be long, David?
What?
Only Ruth's all ready to go.
Well, she'll have to wait.
The parlour was frozen this morning.
Oh, dear. Only, you know, I can only look after Josh until lunchtime, don't you?
What?
I promised to go over to Lower Loxley this afternoon.
Oh, Mum, that's cutting it really fine. By the time we've driven all the way, loaded the gilts
look,
up...
Look, you go, David.
We'll be lucky to be home before two.
I'll finish off in here.
And if we hit any traffic...
Oh, don't worry, we'll manage somehow.
Just go on, off you go.
Well, if you're sure.
Well, Bert will be here any minute. He can scrape the yard and I'll see to the young stock.
Oh, OK, then. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Have a good journey.
Dear.
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just... Sometimes David and Ruth take me for granted.
Only because you let them.
My first priority at the moment must be Elizabeth and the twins.
Don't worry.
If they thought about it for 5 minutes, they'd realise. Oh,
if they're not back, I can always look after Josh for an hour or two.
But you shouldn't have to.
Why not? He's my grandson.
You've so much else to do.
Nothing that can't wait. Now, come on. We really should be counting our blessings.
You think I'm making a fuss about nothing?
No. But we do have 5 healthy grandchildren, and Elizabeth seems to be making an excellent recovery.
Thank heavens.
So what does it matter if I have to spend a couple of hours playing bears with John?
You're quite right, of course.
Instead of fixing that gutter on the barn.
What have we got to worry about? I think of poor Clary Grundy.
Well, exactly.
Perhaps you could give Eddie the job of fixing that gutter.
Give you some information about riding classes.
Oh, brilliant, thanks.
Oh, that's the timetable of our regular classes, mm-hmm. But we can always fit you in at other times.
Yes, I've been trying to persuade Tim to come with me. Now, have you got time for a cup of coffee?
Oh, I'd love one.
Good. I'll put the kettle on. Have you seen any more of Elizabeth and the babies?
Oh, yes, we went over at the weekend.
They're gorgeous, aren't they?
Oh, adorable.
And Elizabeth's coping brilliantly.
Yes, I know. I remember what it was like when Daniel was born. I was a complete zombie most of the time.
Wouldn't you like another one?
Another child?
Yes.
Of course I would. But Daniel was a bit of a miracle, and I'm too old to go through all that again.
How do you mean?
He was an IVF baby.
Was he?
Oh, didn't you know?
No, I'd no idea.
Oh, yes. My first husband and I had been trying for years. And then I had an ectopic.
Oh, no.
And I'd had endometriosis.
and my other tube was a bit iffy, so...
You poor thing.
Daniel was the result of our second go at IVF. Mark died before he was born.
Shula, how dreadful.
Mm. Before I even knew I was pregnant, actually.
I had no idea. Oh, I feel awful.
Oh, there's no need. It's all a long time ago now.
Yes, but here's me being thoroughly sorry for myself just because... Well, you see, I had a miscarriage last July.
Yes, I heard about that.
You and the rest of Borsetshire.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, these things happen. I was only a couple of months, and I was determined not to let it get to me. But the thing is, the baby would have been due next month.
Yes, of course.
I'd sort of made up my mind that I'd be pregnant again by then. So it wouldn't matter, but it just hasn't happened.
Well, at least you know there's nothing wrong with you.
Oh, absolutely. All my bits are in full working order.
Yes.
But February is looming.
Well, that may be part of the problem, of course.
What?
Well, that you set yourself a deadline. And all the time you're worrying, will I be pregnant by February?
You really think worrying works as some kind of contraceptive?
Oh, without a doubt. You hear so many stories of people who've been trying for years, and as soon as they give up and start thinking about adoption or whatever, Bob's your uncle.
But how do I learn to stop worrying?
Come along to the stables. Get yourself back on a horse.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
But seriously, try and forget about February. If you can just get through it.
Yes, you're probably right. I really should concentrate on other things.
How did you feel about seeing Elizabeth?
Well, I had to get Tim to ring up in advance, warn her that I might suddenly rush out in floods of tears.
But it was all right.
Oh, all right-ish. I looked at Lily and Freddie and thought, this isn't fair. You've got two. I haven't even got one.
Oh, Siobhan.
But then I just fell in love with them. I can't wait to see them again. In fact, I'm planning to go over this afternoon.
They all got back all right?
Yes, they were back before one, which we're jolly lucky because no sooner had we sat down to lunch than Jason rang.
About Woodbine Cottage?
Mm. Did I tell you about the woodworm in the beams?
Yeah, you said the structural engineer was going to have to come back.
Well, he arrived. So, your father had to rush out. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're not restless?
No, I was just enjoying breathing in some fresh air. Oh, I've been cooped up inside for far too long.
Are you sure you're warm enough?
Oh, it's not cold at all in the sunshine.
You will say if you start feeling tired.
Oh, stop fussing, Mum.
Well, it's really quite a long walk down to the gallery.
You can always get Titcomb to push me back in a wheelbarrow.
I should have driven you down in the car.
Anyway, apart from the continuing saga of Woodbine Cottage, things are all right, are they?
How do you mean?
Well, you imply David and Ruth had managed to turn Brookfield back into a bit of a tip.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. Never think to buy things before they run out.
He told me about the toilet rolls.
Yes, and suddenly you find there's no butter. Or all the biscuits have been eaten. I think your father found it rather trying.
He's still not getting nostalgic about living in the bungalow.
I think that was a joke. I hope it was a joke.
Still, I bet Pip and Josh are glad to have you home.
Yes.
But?
I love Josh dearly, but he is a most rambunctious child. Quite wears me out. Mind you, David was just the same at that age.
Oh, look.
What?
Three cars in the gallery car park.
And there's another one just turning in.
Good heavens. Oh, that's Siobhan, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Hello?
I think she's seen us.
Well, that's handy, isn't it? I won't have to call on Titcomb and his wheelbarrow.
I knew it.
She can give me a lift back to the house.
You are tired, aren't you?
No, I'm not. But I might be if I had to walk all that way back.
Hello!
Hiya.
Afternoon.
I didn't expect to see you down here.
Oh, I've been worrying about the gallery.
Haven't you got enough to worry about with those two?
That's exactly what I said.
And how are Lily and Freddy today?
Fast asleep, thank goodness.
Look at them.
They do like a walk out in the pram.
The thing is, Julia has been reporting such fantastic business. I'm convinced she's lying through her teeth.
Wow. There seem to be a few customers this afternoon.
Unless Julia's invited all her chums over for a tea party.
Elizabeth.
We've come to see you.
Thank you. How lovely. And my little angels, how are they?
They'll be very good this afternoon.
Careful, don't wake them.
You remember Siobhan?
How are you, Mrs. Bargeter?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Oh, we've walked all the way here.
Walked? Elizabeth, have you completely lost your mind?
It was wonderful.
You're supposed to be taking things easy.
I keep telling her.
Now, come and sit down. Come on.
I'm all right, really.
Now, don't argue with me, Elizabeth. Sit.
Oh, all right. Looks like you're doing good business.
Oh, you should have seen it at the weekend.
Six people on a Wednesday afternoon's pretty good.
And four of them are here because they heard about it from friends.
That's brilliant. Word of mouth is always the best publicity. Julia, weren't we going to have the screens coming out at right angles?
We decided we should go for a more open plan layout.
Who's we?
Lewis and I. We did try it with the screens in the middle, but it looked suburban somehow.
Oh?
And that couple there, it's their second visit. I think they're going to buy that glass, which is also orange.
Oh, no, what do I mean? Shh, please. Anyway, why is it hanging down the end there? I'm sure in the plan I had it over on the left.
Oh, Lewis decided to look better down there.
Oh, he did he?
With those big canvases, you really need to get a good long perspective.
It works really well, this layout.
But it's not what you had in mind?
No, but it really doesn't matter.
What matters is that the paintings are selling.
Yes, you're doing just fine, Julia. So these are the ones you fetched today, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, aren't they nice?
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, they're in good shape, I grant you, but nice.
Oh, you've always been prejudiced against pigs.
Just prefer cows, that's all.
But pigs are so much more intelligent.
It's a matter of opinion.
No, it's a fact.
According to Dad, maybe. And Ruth's just as bad. She's forever trying to engage them in conversation.
So? Prince Charles talks to his plants.
Yeah, your point being...
So how long will they be inside?
All the time, except when they're farrowing.
When will that be?
This lot? About 6 months. We've got plenty of time to get the arcs out there.
And you're confident, are you, that this is going to make money?
Well, I don't think confidence is quite the word I'd use. Everything's a gamble these days.
It's called the enterprise culture.
Right. Well, the pig market's got to come back sometime. But whether we'll actually turn a decent profit...
It's all to do with the strength of the pound, is that right?
Yeah, that's what I mean by a gamble.
Oh, hello, Shula.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Come to admire our new gilts.
Yeah, they're lovely, aren't they?
How'd you get on?
Not good, I'm afraid.
Where have you been?
Woodbine Cottage. The structural engineer came to look at those beams that Jason exposed.
Oh, the ones with the woodworm?
Yeah. And he says they're going to have to be replaced.
Oh, no.
Afraid so.
I don't believe it. I thought this was just another excuse for Jason to stop work.
No, I'm afraid they've been pronounced unsafe.
And how long is it going to take to replace them?
Oh, heaven alone knows.
Yeah, and how much is it going to cost? I mean, they're enormous, those beams.
But it'll be covered by the insurance, won't it?
Well, no, probably not.
Why not?
Well, it wasn't caused by the lorry crashing into the cottage. It was there already.
Oh, heck.
So what happens now?
Well, I'll get the insurance company to have a look, but I'm afraid they say it comes under the heading of general dilapidation. And insurance doesn't usually cover that.
So what's Jason going to do in the meantime?
Oh, he's already moved on to his next job.
Oh, no.
Well, when's the cottage going to be habitable?
Heaven alone knows. Because I don't.
Will Woodbine Cottage ever be habitable?
I open my curtains every morning, and what do I see? A building site.
Oh, yeah, you look right out on it, don't you?
And Jason's gone off to do some other job, has he?
Yeah. Jill Archer was in earlier. She's obviously thoroughly fed up.
Well, I wish they'd move that skip from outside. It's a real hazard. No, Jamie, put them back.
But you said I could.
I said one bar of chocolate.
And crisps.
Or crisps. Anyway, what's the point of buying crisps? We've got boxes of them back at the pub. Now go on, put them back. Oh, we have this argument every day.
Well, at least he's of an age where you can argue. Phoebe still has a problem with the word no. Her favourite game at the moment is pulling the cloth off the kitchen table.
How are you going to manage when Roy goes back to university?
Oh, I've no idea. We always imagined Kate'd be back.
Of course you did.
Well, this is the trouble, you see. We've got no idea how long we're going to be in this situation.
That's a very odd way to behave, isn't it?
Very odd person. Mm. Anyway, Roy's determined we'll manage somehow.
Well, why don't you ask Hayley?
Oh, we have.
She was marvellous with Jamie.
But she does work during the day, you see.
Well, surely you could come to some arrangement.
Well, that's what we're hoping. Now, this your lot?
Have you made up your mind yet, Jamie?
I want this one.
Now, are you sure about that?
Yes.
Right.
Then we better go home and get your tea, haven't we?
That's £6.82, then.
And I've got to open up the pub tonight.
Mm-hmm. Where's Sid, then?
Oh, where do you think?
Not the gym again.
And he'd better not be late tonight. He didn't get back till nearly 10 on Monday.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I had hoped this new year he wouldn't be so fanatical about this exercise lark. But it's quite the opposite.
Right, that's £85.97.
He's going to the gym twice a week instead of only once.
And three is 10.
Oh, well, keeps him out of mischief, I suppose.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh. Call that nothing.
Go back to sleep.
How can I sleep with it? Jolene. Oh, you really shouldn't be doing that.
Why not?
Oh, I'm going to have to go soon. Jolene, what time is it?
It's nearly 6.
Already?
Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
I'm going to have to go.
No, not yet.
I promise faithfully I'll be back by 7.
It only takes 20 minutes to drive to Ambridge.
Cathy was a bit annoyed on Monday.
At least 40 minutes for you and me.
Jolene, you'll be the death of me.
What a way to go, eh?
I've got to work. I've got to work tonight, don't forget. I'll be on my hands and knees.
That's all right. Aren't you supposed to be having a workout down the gym?
Well, that's true.
So, if you look a bit knackered this evening, you can say it was a weight training.
Weight training? Right.
So, let's see you flex those muscles, hmm?
So the little piglets closed their eyes, and very soon they were all fast asleep.
I think that's done it.
At last.
Shh. Let's try and creep away.
Oh, no. What's the matter, sweetheart? Why don't you want to go to sleep?
You want to come down the pub with us, don't you, Phoebes?
We shouldn't have said anything about going out.
You want to sit at the bar with a pint of Guinness and a bag of pork scratchings.
It's like she has this sixth sense.
Oh, yeah, that can read your mind, can little kids.
As soon as she knows I'm going out to do something that doesn't include her...
All right. Come to Daddy. Quiet now. Oh, there's a good girl.
Oh, well. Well, I might as well tell you the bad news, get it over with.
What? What's happened?
I had another word with Josie about taking care of her next week.
Oh, she hasn't refused.
I'm afraid so.
No.
Well, I think she's been totally unreasonable, but she just paid me wages.
I was relying on you to be able to take her.
I know. But Josie says I'm like the Pied Piper.
You what?
I pick up a trail of children wherever I go. She says she's forever coming home and finding the house full of other people's kids. It's costing her a fortune in Ribena.
She never said that.
Worse to that effect. I mean, she's right in a sense. I like to help people out, and it makes no odds to me if I'm looking after one kid or half a dozen.
Oh, it would have to be now she decides to get heavy about it.
Maybe I should get heavy back.
How do you mean?
Threaten to leave.
But you love that job.
Yes, I do. But I bet if I told Josie I was leaving, she'd be on her knees begging me to stay.
No, don't risk it. Not on my account.
Such a shame, though. It would have been a perfect solution.
So we'll sort something out.
I'll help out in the evenings, of course.
We were going out.
We were.
Madam here is refusing to go to sleep.
Well, if you don't go soon, the pub will be closed.
Oh, we can always go another night.
Let me see to her.
No, ma'am, it's all right.
Look, you've hardly had a night out since Kate left.
But I can't keep dumping her on you.
You don't.
Well, particularly when she's like this.
Now, come on. I've got a lot more experience of grouchy babies than you have.
Was he like this?
Oh, little horror.
I was not.
You don't remember. You could stay awake for hours when you put your mind to it.
Oh, so it's a tuck of trade, is it?
Stubbornness? Oh, yeah. Mike's just the same.
Okay, if you two must discuss me, can you do it behind me back, please?
Look, come on, give it to me.
Oh, well...
Now, you go out and enjoy yourself. Come on, Phoebe, come to Nana. Yes, I know you want to go out with Daddy, but we can't always have our own way, can we?
Are you sure about this, Mum?
Now, go on, off you go.
He's going to have my guts for gutters.
Oh, calm down.
I can't believe where the time has gone.
You're not going to get those pants on unless you dry your legs properly first.
What?
Now, come here. Let me give you a good rub down.
Oh, no, Jolene, I don't think... Oh. Oh, that is so nice.
And you've still got soap all down your back.
Yeah, I can't get that shower of yours to work properly. It's either scalding or freezing, nothing in between.
You'll get used to it.
Will I?
It takes practice, that's all. And I hope you're going to get lots of that.
Oh, yes. So do I.
Go on, then.
What?
I thought you were in a hurry.
Oh. Oh, I wish I hadn't got to go. Where's my other sock?
I don't know. Where were you when you took it off?
Ah, as if I could remember.
Somewhere between the front door and here.
Ah, got it.
I think your tracksuit bottoms are draped across the banisters.
What time is it now?
7:15.
Oh, Kathy is never going to believe I've been at the gym till this hour.
Of course she will, as long as you believe it yourself.
I must watch the time in future. She's going to get suspicious if I keep being as late as this.
Especially if you go home like that.
Go home like what?
With your T-shirt on back to front.
So Jason stopped working completely, I say?
Can't say I blame him. It must be miserable working outside in this weather.
What about poor Frieda? She must be going spare, not knowing when she can have her house back.
She doesn't seem to mind at all.
Can't understand it.
Neither can I. It'd make me utterly miserable if I had to suddenly leave my home like that.
At least Bert and Frieda had somewhere to go.
Yeah, they were lucky in that respect.
I mean, what would happen if you lost your home and you didn't have nowhere to go?
Well, I suppose the council would have to rehouse you.
Would they?
But then that's easier said than done these days, with all the council houses having been sold off. You'd probably end up in one of those ghastly tower blocks in Borchester. Oh, some customers at last.
Evening.
Hello.
Oh, it's a bit warm in here, is it?
No, sorry. I was a bit late lighting the fire.
It's usually Sid's job.
Where is everybody?
Not here, that's for sure.
Well, it's had a horrible night. Anyone with any sense would be curled up in front of the telly with a nice hot cup of cocoa.
Cocoa's up, I'm afraid.
It'll be a Bacardi and Coke, then.
Yeah, and a pint of Shires, please.
Right. How's Phoebe? Oh,
don't ask.
Phoebe is not our favourite baby tonight. She's been a right little madam.
I think Dad's been given her chocolate again.
Oh, that would explain why she wouldn't eat her tea.
Yeah, pasta shapes is usually her favourite.
Do you want ice in this, Hayley?
No, sir.
You're going to miss her when Kate comes back, aren't you?
You know what to do this half, will you, Roy?
Well, it's certainly going to leave a big hole in me life.
Any news of Kate?
Well, she rings from time to time. But what her plans are...
Evening.
Where the hell have you been?
You know where I've been. At the gym.
You promised you'd be home by 7:00.
No, 8. I told you. I had to call into the bank beforehand and do one or two other things and all.
7.
I'm positive we agreed 8. Anyway, you seem to be managing fine without me.
Do you want some crisps, Bailey?
No, Tower.
That's 360 them, please.
Oh. Can we get a seat by the fire, do you think? It's perishing in here.
Is it? £3.60. Doesn't feel cold to me.
Well, you've been pumping iron, haven't you?
Yes, that's right.
Working up a bit of a sweat.
Nothing like it for getting the old circulation going, I recommend it.
So I think we'll settle for crouching over the fire, thank you. Come on, Roy.
Yep, come in.
Where's your coat?
What?
Your coat. You were wearing it when you went out.
Oh, must have left it at the gym.
But it's freezing out.
Yep, I was in the car with the heater going. I didn't notice.
You'd forget your head if it wasn't screwed on.
Anyway, wasn't much point in me rushing back, was there? This place is like a morgue.
No, I don't want you jeopardising your relationship with Josie.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, there's a creche at college.
How are you going to get her there? You can't stick her on the back of the bike.
Well, I've been wondering if I shouldn't sell the bike and get a car.
How are you going to afford that?
Well, if I could get a few more shifts at Grey Gables...
Yeah, then someone's going to have to look after Phoebe.
Oh... I just go round and round in circles.
I mean, I'll help whenever I can. But then when am I going to get to see you?
I'm surprised you want to.
What do you mean? Of course I want to.
Look at us. We're supposed to be out on a date, and all we've talked about all evening is the problems of my daughter.
Right, let's talk about something else then.
Right, what?
Well, what do you want to do for your birthday?
I haven't even thought about it.
I'll start thinking. Club?
I don't know.
You don't fancy it?
somehow it just doesn't appeal anymore. Oh. Brenda said she was going to go to some club for her birthday, and I thought, oh, hell.
What's the matter?
It's Brenda's birthday tomorrow, and I forgot to get her a card.
Oh, it's okay. I've got someone.
I made a special journey to the shop.
I could send it from both of us.
I bought nappies, baby wipes, and that pasta for Phoebe's tea, and I clean forgot about Brenda's birthday.
Oh, I do hope your mum's coping all right. I've had rotten walking now, leaving her like that.
We're doing it again.
What?
Talking about Phoebe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Concentrate. We're supposed to be out on a date here.
And, you know, I really can't get my head around that.
What?
You and me being on a date. It's like I should be sitting here saying, and what's your favourite band, and do you like Chinese food, and what do you reckon to Villa's chances in the league?
What, the Mannix, love it, and not older
Hoping
now.
Yes. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know all those things about you.
So what are we doing, sitting here in a freezing empty pub?
Worrying about Phoebe.
What'd you like to do instead?
You know what I said earlier? About curling up in front of the telly with a nice cup of cocoa? Mm.
Well, that sounds really tempting.
We take off for the weekend.
What, this weekend?
Oh, come on.
I'm so tired.
Well, just what you need, a bit of rest and relaxation.
Yeah, but I only want to sleep.
You can't sleep the entire weekend.
Try me.
So I have to spend the last 2 days of my holiday keeping vigil over Sleeping Beauty.
And bringing me cups of tea in bed and...
Waiting on your hand and foot.
Yes, please.
Oh, great.
I just want to be at home with you, sleep in my own bed and mooch around the flat.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hiya.
Glad you could come in.
I knew you laid me off too early.
Well, there's not a lot to do. It's just I'm taking the afternoon off.
Oh, very nice.
Mr. Aldrich has graciously granted Debbie a half-day holiday.
That's decent of him.
Those were the only two that landed this morning.
Oh, both twins, that's good.
Yeah, and no complications.
All been marked and squirted.
Yep, everything's done. So it's really just these ones over here need to keep an eye on.
Okay, shall we go?
Those six in the far pens could go outside.
It's not as if we're pushed for space anymore.
Oh, true. With the weather being so awful, maybe they could wait till tomorrow.
What is it about this place?
What?
That you can't bear to drag yourself away.
Well, I'm coming. Are you all right, Eddie?
Yeah, fine. Leave it to me.
Okay. Take me home.
How about having some lunch at the bowl first?
I'm not really that hungry.
When did you last eat, young lady?
You sound like my mother.
Joe?
Oh, you. Thank him for that.
What you doing?
I thought it was the bailiff's comeback.
And you was going to point that thing at him?
I didn't know what else to do.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I was here on me own.
I hope it ain't loaded.
You already got a call to go over Home Farm.
Even if they are bailiffs.
I thought, I can't be the one who lets them walk in and take Green's farm.
Was there anything in the post?
What?
That's why I'd come home. Because the 21 days expired yesterday, I thought there might be, I don't know, maybe it's like the electric, they send you a red bill.
We're past the red bill stage, Clary.
Yeah.
That's that long time ago. I can feel Grange Farm just slipping from me grasp.
Oh, don't give up hope.
What's there to hope for?
It ain't happened yet.
Gonna happen, though, isn't it? And nothing gonna save us this time.
Do you know, I'm starting to think maybe it's for the best.
What do you mean, for the best?
Well, it's just been such a struggle these past few years.
There's been Grundy's at Grange Farm for generations.
And maybe the time has come to admit it. We just can't do it.
Well, the shame of it, Clary.
No, and no shame, Joe. There's hundreds of farmers in the same position as what we are.
But to think I should be the one who loses it.
Oh, Joe.
My father and grandfather tilled this soil. And they had hard times, God knows, harder than we got now.
I'm not so sure about that.
But they all managed to hang on somehow.
Oh, look, there's farmers up and down the country going bankrupt. At least if it happens to us, we know we're in good company.
That's what keeps me awake nights, Clary. It should be me.
Oh, now, come on, it ain't your fault.
I held this farm in trust. And my Susan always said to me, at least we got the farm. At least that's something we can hand on to our grandchildren.
Well... William's got a job. And to be honest, Edward ain't that interested.
But this is their home.
We know.
And your home and my home.
And that's the worst of it. But we ain't lost it yet. Mike Butcher said he'd get back to us before the end of the week, and, well, if he lends us the money, at least we'll have bought ourselves a bit of time.
But you choose the time right when the Rams get lucky.
12th of August.
The 12th of August. You mean they get one day?
Of course not. It takes a week or two for them to get round the whole flock.
So why not make them wait, put off the happy day until September?
Why?
Well, so the lambs would arrive a few weeks later and you and I would get to spend the semester break together.
Oh, I see. You want to rearrange the entire farming year to fit in with your timetable.
Why not?
Well, because of the market.
Oh, but I've been so horribly lonesome.
They'll be ready in April when the price is a lot better than in June and July. In theory, anyway.
So it's all about economics.
Of course.
Okay. Moving on to Plan B.
What?
If you can't change the time of lambing, why not take a leaf out of your dad's book?
How do you mean?
Learn to delegate.
Who to?
Well, there's Eddie Grundy, keen as mustard, ready to work all the hours that God sends. Why don't you have him work nights?
He has worked some.
Let him sleep in that malodorous caravan.
It's not that bad.
And you just do the daylight shift.
Well, look, for a start, hiring Eddie costs money.
Oh, not much, sure.
There's little enough profit to be made out of sheep as it is.
But you're going to fix that with your famous cooperative marketing scheme.
You just don't get it, do you?
What?
How I feel about the farm.
Sweetheart, I know you're committed. I know you really care about
it. Yes, I do. And this cooperative marketing scheme that you're so dismissive about...
I really believe
it's the way forward.
Sure,
and
I
these
know.
Lambs, they'll be the first that are sold under the Hassett Hills label. So it's... Oh, it's just difficult to explain.
No,
Simon, it's important that I should be really hands-on in the whole process.
I know it's important, Yanni, but sometimes you just... You push yourself so hard. Oof. Maybe if you could take a step back.
Right. One soup and one chicken pie.
Great.
Thanks, Sid.
Sorry about the delay. Frida dropped a frozen lasagna on her foot.
Oh, nasty.
Is she all right?
Yes. Kathy's taken her upstairs and is force-feeding her hot sweet tea. So I'm sure she'll live.
So who's doing the cooking?
Who do you think?
You made this chicken pie?
Hmm. Well, I stuck it in the microwave, single-handed. Anything else I can do for you? Another drink?
Oh, I shall fall asleep if I drink any more.
Tired?
Just a bit.
Shall we go and sit over by the fire?
I'll tell you what you need.
About 17 hours sleep.
Exercise. It's true.
Sid, I've been heaving sheep about for the past 3 weeks. That's why I'm knackered.
No. It's got to be proper programmed exercise. And the more you do, the more energy you have.
Obviously works for you.
And I get up earlier in the morning than I ever used to.
So what do you say, Debbie? Home to bed or a nice long workout at the gym?
Afternoon.
Jolene, what on earth are you doing here?
I brought your coat back.
My coat?
You left it behind yesterday at the gym.
Oh, right, at the gym, yes. Of course I did.
And how are Robin Hood and the Sheriff of Nottingham?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, and the panting, oh. Yes.
Yeah, we're fine.
Seems like years ago.
Yeah. A lot of water under the bridge since then, I said.
What?
Anyway, you mustn't let me interrupt your lunch.
Yeah, we were just going to sit over by the fire.
Good idea.
Yes, nice to see you again, Jolene.
And you.
Yeah, chop.
Ciao.
What on earth are you playing at?
What's wrong?
Walking in here unannounced like that.
Aren't you pleased to see me?
You practically gave me a heart attack.
Sid, I walk in here unannounced all the time.
Yes, but...
It would look kind of odd if I suddenly stopped coming. Besides, I want to see you again. Make sure yesterday wasn't all in my imagination.
But suppose Kathy had been here.
I'd have said, hi, Kathy, how you doing? Where is she anyway?
Upstairs.
Good.
But me coat.
I didn't want you to go catching cold.
I told Kathy I left it at the gym.
And I spotted it and brought it over for you.
I can't tell her that.
Why not?
Well, she'll never believe it.
Of course she will. Just say it with conviction.
I could say I found it in the back of the car.
Whatever. Just don't look so guilty.
Do I?
You want to come over to my house again next week?
Yeah, of course I do.
We had some fun, eh?
Certainly did.
Life grand.
Yeah.
So, smile. Be cool. And get me a drink.
It's just that's what's going through my head all the time.
Well, I know.
How can we turn this around? How can we drag this industry out of the doldrums?
Yeah, believe me, darling, I know.
I mean, I know it isn't a miracle cure, obviously, but I'm sure it's the way ahead.
You don't have to convince me.
And farming really will have a future
if we,
the producers, actually focus on the market we're aiming for.
Debbie, if I promise to buy nothing but Hassett Hills lamb forevermore, can we change the subject?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being a bore?
Debbie, you could never be a bore, but you are getting just a teeny bit obsessed with added-value lamb chops.
Well, I'll shut up.
Eat your soup before it gets cold.
Okay.
And tell me what's going on between Sid and Jolene.
Are you all right?
What?
Well, didn't you notice when she walked in? He practically jumped out of his skin.
What are you suggesting?
Well, suddenly from bouncing around full of energy, he got that rabbit frozen in the headlights look.
Sid and Jolene.
Believe me, sweetheart, I know a two-timing man when I see one.
Well, I can't deny that you have a certain amount of expertise in the field.
Oh, touche.
But Sid, no way.
Why not?
He's the most devoted family man. Did you see that lovely watch he bought Kathy?
Classic sign of guilt, buying your wife expensive gifts.
No, no, I'm sorry. You are completely wrong.
Said I'd go back up after tea.
Well, it can't be much there to do, is there?
No. Only a handful left to lamb.
Yeah.
But so long as they're prepared to pay me.
Every little helps.
You don't know, does it?
Aye.
Well, a few quid I can earn up at home for me, but a drop in the ocean.
Pays to put food on the table, even if it is only baked beans.
Thought Mike Butcher was...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you only asked.
He's just, I thought he'd a wrong boy now.
Why don't you go and bring him?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to put pressure on him.
What about the pressure on us? Sitting here not knowing whether we'll have a roof over our heads next week.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, go and ring him then.
Nothing to lose, Eddie.
Oh, all right. Might as well get it over with.
Oh, Jack.
That, now, come on. What was it you said to me this morning?
When I think of all the times I said to Eddie, whatever happens, we ain't going back to that loan shark.
It ain't over till it's over.
Now, here I am with all my fingers and toes crossed, praying he don't turn us down. Even though I know we'll end up in an even worse mess.
Buy us a bit of time.
Just putting off the day of reckoning, innit?
Something will come up.
Oh, how long have we been saying that?
Well, this ain't the first time the farm's nearly gone under.
Be the first time it actually happens, though, won't it?
I remember when my Susan passed on. Just dropped down dead out there in the scullery, no warning, nothing. Thought I couldn't go on then.
Of course you did.
But I got through. Want nobody to help me, neither. Eddie went with a young layabout in them days, and that's for hell.
Must have been hard.
And then, just when I got myself back on my feet, come the TB. Not just a handful like there at Brookfield. Ravaged the herd, it did. And I thought, that's it. I can't cope no more.
But you did.
Well, that was when Eddie finally pulled himself up by his bootstraps. I'd have gone under then, and no mistake, if it hadn't been for him.
Like after the fire.
Now, there again, you see, the fire. We thought we couldn't carry on, but we did.
We were a tower of strength after the fire.
Got our fine new milking powder, and our Jersey cows.
That's what I'll never understand about Eddie. Sometimes he's like a rock. You can trust your life to him. Other times he's a complete lummox.
Well, he means well.
Well-meaning, maybe, but still a lummox.
Well, that's it.
What?
What do you think?
He turned us down.
Said I hadn't been completely honest with him.
Eh?
Didn't tell him about the bankruptcy he mourned.
Well, of course you didn't.
He must have found out somewhere. Heard a rumour any road.
Well, that's it, then.
Afraid so.
Well, even a loan shark won't lend you money. That's when you know you're sunk.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebblewell studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.